The one thing I like about God, I like about his word, and the gift that he's given us to speak and preach his word is that many people say, and I believe it, that we have a gift that we're able to make complex things simple. And God is pretty simple. He's not complex, although there are definitely complex things about him, of course. He invented trigonometry and calculus. Amen. I don't understand all that stuff. I don't understand the laws of aerodynamics. Of course, Jesus, God, invented that, created that, because all things were created by him and for him. Somebody say amen. But to serve God and to be in good relationship with God is not a complex thing. It's very simple. God created you. Who created you? God. He's our creator. He created you for his purpose. Y'all remember FUBU? For you, by you, right? Yeah. That's God. He created you for him, by him. We call it five by. Amen. Yeah. It's very simple. And since he created you, you owe your life to him. And the quickest way to get your needs fulfilled, the quickest way to get what you're after, because God has placed a God-sized void in your life that only he can fulfill. But I'll add this, that's only fulfilled once you do his will. You can chase all kind of other things, and there are people who thought money and fame would do it. I've been seeing articles about people who left Hollywood. Man, you're famous, you're rich. Why would you leave Hollywood? Well, because that wasn't the fulfillment that they were looking for. It didn't fill them. Some people think, well, if I just get millions and millions of billions of dollars, that would fulfill me. Well, there's a girl named Kate Spade. Anybody ever heard of her? How rich was she? She probably had trouble paying her car note and light bill. No. She had hundreds of millions. Her brand. She committed suicide. Robin Williams, a great comedian, worth hundreds of millions at his death. He committed suicide. So fame and money, and I know money is pretty much the pursuit of the average man or woman in here. You got to work tomorrow because you got to go get some money. And somehow we feel like if we get money. You ever notice the thing that you don't have, you feel like if I just get it, it'll fix everything? How many of y'all married people were single at one time? Let me see here. How many married people? You remember that? You remember you thought, well, if I could just get married. And that's what single people think right now. If I could just get married. Well, if I could just get married, all of my troubles, it'll fulfill everything. And marriage is great. We love. I've been married for 32 years. How many of y'all know marriage don't fix everything? It doesn't. Matter of fact, it causes new problems. You got another person. Then you have people that are married, women that are barren, can't have children. Oh, if I could just have a child. If I could just have a child, oh my God. My life would be so more complete if I'd have a child. It's a child. Then they have a child. Don't they, Cecile? Cecile got five. Does that fix all your problems? No, it does not. Every time we don't have something, we feel like, and so most people don't have money, so they feel like they don't have access to wealth for millions and millions and millions of dollars. So they feel like if I just get that, that will fix everything. All right? I can stand as a witness. I've had a lot of money. I've been based. Y'all, money don't fix everything. So you can, you know, go ahead and chase it if you want to. It doesn't fix everything. Living in luxury doesn't fix everything. And it doesn't fulfill you. And yet it's this thing called the will of God. The will of God. So there's an idea of being blessed. How many of y'all would love to be blessed? Let me see here. All right. blessed. But what does that mean? Well, that means enough money. That means life is good. That means I'm healthy. That means my family's good. That means my children are good. That means my marriage is great. That means whatever I'm doing, I'm blessed. My business is taking off and I'm helping people and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. That's the blessing. Everybody wants the blessing. Everybody wants the reward. Everybody wants what God has for them. How many of y'all say, I want everything God has for me? Amen. I think every hand went up right there. Because everybody has a sense of God is a good God. He wants good things for me. How many of y'all know he wants good things for you? Let's go back to Jesus. Can't go there today, but if you don't know that scripture, write it down and go there. John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's the devil. I'm come that you might have life and life more abundantly. When you talk about, life abundantly. How many of y'all would love to have life abundantly? Right? What Jill Scott say, living life like it's golden, right? See, I knew it. I knew I found the worldly people, where the worldly section is. It's over there. It's a golden. Yeah. Everybody wants that kind of life. All right? Let me tell you the secret to it. People have given me, I've gotten $100,000 check. People give me $30,000, $40,000. I've had all kind of money in my bank account. I've had all kind of money in my hand. Y'all, there is nothing. And I'm standing here. I'm probably one of very few people that can say this because I can compare the feeling. Y'all, there is no other feeling. Getting money, getting millions, all that. There's no other feeling like doing what God called you to do. Doing what you were born to do. I think sports are trivial. I think, all this about putting a little basket, little orange ball through a hoop, I think it's crazy. All the millions of dollars that go to that. And then we got all the guys in suit and ties talking about how somebody put a ball through the hoop. And then after they put the ball through the hoop and they're tired, they got to do a press conference. And then they're asking questions about the ball going through the hoop. And they said, yeah, man, who's down, second quarter, man. But then, my teammates, they came through, man. It's a team average, there's no INT, all that stuff. And we do all that stuff over that now. But yeah, and still, even in that genre, y'all, do you know, like when I watch Michael Jordan, when I go back, I just feel like that brother was born to fly and dunk a basketball. Do you know money did not satisfy him? Do you know he was satisfied when he was flying through the air, dunking the ball on somebody and winning another championship? Y'all, money will not do it. It's fulfilling the will of God for your life. Somebody say amen. So last week we I thought we was ending it, but we're gonna do this last little message because it's gonna take us into Victory Weekend, what some people call Easter, the Easter holiday. We call it Resurrection Sunday Victory, because that's when Jesus got the victory for us. Somebody say amen. But we hooped it out, we danced it out last week, but I just wanted to take just a little time to talk about what it is to be in the will of God. Let's go to Hebrews 10:35-36. This is our main scripture. And y'all, we're just going to teach it out. Amen. Y'all go out there, help her. If she can get them back in, it's fine. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence. I will add, in God, in the kingdom, in the things of God. I think so many times people try the things of God, and then it don't work in 2 days, and then they try something else. How many of y'all ever tried some hair products? Come on, let me see. Man. That ain't working. So you go do something else. Sometimes you didn't try long enough. Things say 6 to 8 weeks. You tried it for 6 to 8 days. Of course it's not going to work. Thank God, get down in the roots and the hair follicles. Somebody say amen. Put that stuff down in the cuticle. I know about vitamin E. Is that vitamin E, D? What is it, Mom? Vitamin E? Jana, what is it? You know the stuff with the nails and the hair. What is it? What's that? It's D and E? E. I knew I said it right. But cast not away your confidence in the things of God. Y'all, look at me. Look at me. Everybody look at me. The things of God work. I promise you. They don't work overnight. They don't work by the next Monday. But sooner or later, if you grow not weary in well doing, you will reap if you faint. Now that's the truth. That's just the truth. You can't sit there and tell nobody. They got all on the internet. Walking 5 miles on the treadmill every day don't work. Have you ever done that? No, that stuff worked now. Somebody lying. No, doing it once a week don't work. You do that junk every day, you're going to lose some weight, yo. Hello? Cutting your carbs doesn't work. Yes, it do. Cut carbs for 2 years and see how much weight you lose. Yeah, it don't work. You see what I'm saying? So many times we give up. But I love the scripture. It say, don't cast away your confidence in the things of God. Everybody say amen. Amen. Which hath great recompense of reward. Y'all, this is my opinion. I think, and I know the devil does this, because we talked about warfare at the edge of breakthrough. I think we go from here all the way to here. And breakthrough's right there. And the devil intensifies right here. And we quit. Could have had the victory. We were right at victory. And we gave up. That's why it's good to come to church. Why? Because you're fellowshipping with other Christians. There's a corporate anointing in worship. Amen. It encourages us to not what? Give up. It encourages us to keep hope alive, as Jesse Jackson used to say. Amen. Keep going. Cast not away your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, endurance. Endurance. Don't give up. That after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. The promise is on the other side of the will of God. It's right there. And so often, y'all, we are so close, yet so far. So why don't we get the promise? Why don't we get the fulfillment that we want? Are y'all still with me? I'm almost done. Let's look at Romans chapter 12, verse 1. This kind of leftovers and a tie-in from just last week, okay? I beseech you therefore, brethren, tell my sister and two, this is not gender specific, by the mercies of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. Now I'm gonna tell you, you know we're in the last days. Y'all heard this word? It say holy. Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Everything we're doing is holy, right? We read the Bible, what's that? The Holy Bible. We come in here, we take holy communion, right? The word of God is holy, right? We want the Holy Spirit to be on the inside. You know, all the holy stuff that Christians, that surround Christianity, and 99% of Christians don't live holy. Ooh, where's the pen? Can I hear it drop? Y'all, we're in the church. We're in the will of God. Y'all, everything around, everything we do is holy. Not saying that we're perfect people, but y'all, we ought to be striving to live holy. Come over. We ought to be striving to live holy. Okay, I'm sorry. We ought to be striving, at least striving. We're not doing it perfect. We ought to at least be trying to live holy. Yeah. All right. Holy and acceptable unto God. Because that's how we're going to be acceptable to God. So when I die, I'm going to heaven, and I'm not acceptable to God. I'm not holy. I don't live holy. I'm not living acceptable unto God, which is your what? Reasonable service. And be not what? Conformed to this world, which is the opposite of holy. Right? Come on, women. You go to the store, you know, world, they got your cleavage all out, right? No. We say be acceptable, right? Holy. Yeah, we can't be conformed to this world. Love my daughters. You know, my daughters, they didn't want to do that. No way we brought them up right. But y'all, you know, that was a trend in their generation with holes in the jeans all the way up here with the meat. You know my daughters didn't wear that? Huh, first ladies are wearing it now. You know my wife didn't wear that? Because we trying to be what? Holy and acceptable, which is our what? Reasonable sir. Now you can wear holes and show your meat if you want to. That's up to you. But I'm telling you what the scriptures say. And that's worldly, right? So we're not conformed to this world, but we're transformed by the what? Renewing of your mind. Why? That you may prove what is what? Good. What is what? Acceptable. What is what? Perfect will of God. Remember that scripture we just read? It said after you've done the will of God, you receive the promise. Well, this is part of God's will. Y'all know we meet with the college group. We call them the Gappers. This is where we get it from. Good, acceptable, perfect. You know, we teach them that this is the degrees of God's will that you can have in your life. You can have the good, you can have the acceptable, you can have perfect. It's up to you. By the choices that you make. You're going to get the good spouse, you're going to get the acceptable spouse, you're going to get the perfect spouse. Depending on the choices that you make. Your money is going to be the same way. You got the perfect amount of money God wants you to have, the acceptable amount, the good amount, however you want to. It's up to you. Somebody say amen. But you got to do something as it pertains to God's will to get the promise on the other side. Are y'all still with me? All right, now, there is something I call genetically modified Christianity because it's like genetically modified food, GMOs, right? Here's what I'm saying. Y'all know the oranges we eat now, not the oranges that we ate in the 70s. Y'all know, like the oranges in the 70s wasn't even that orange. Y'all remember that? It was more yellowish, had spots on them. The skin was thin. Y'all remember this? Yeah. But we're eating genetically modified oranges. Every orange is perfect. It's perfectly orange. Every bite is sweet. Am I talking right? Yeah. They genetically modified the food. Y'all, you can eat grapes all day long in the 70s. You was going to have to spit out some seeds. Y'all remember that? Look at the twins like, we ain't never spit out no seeds. Right. They genetically modified the grapes. Y'all, if your food don't have seeds in it, it has no life in it. Do you know flies won't fly around grapes with no seeds? They don't. Flies be like, it ain't real food. Now, that's true. My wife put me up on game because I used to get mad at her. This is in the broke days. My wife used to go to 16 different stores to buy groceries. I say, babe, you know how much gas you're using? Just get up there for Walmart. She said, uh-uh. I said, babe, Walmart got fruit, they got meat, they got the superstore. You can get everything in there. You can go to Sam's in there, you can get the toilet, you can get the toilet tissue, you can get the detergent, you can get a bicycle, whatever you want. You go over there and get the fruit. She told me this. She said, okay, come to Walmart. And she said, find a fruit fly in there. No defamation on Walmart. Do you see any flies on the fruit in there? No, she said it ain't real fruit. I said, oh. And she said that meat that fish that they're getting? And then it came out a couple years later about something from, they was getting meat from China, fish from China. Y'all remember that? That was contaminated and stuff? Yeah. Genetically modified. So now I left alone, let her do what she was doing. Somebody say amen. Amen. We was in HEB for years, and which one, what food was it you asked them? An orange. She said, do you have any oranges with seeds in them? They had no oranges. You know, the next week, they had oranges with seeds. Is that true? Genetically modified. So we get that, right? That the food we're eating right now is not real food. That's why it cannot stop disease. It cannot raise immunity like it's supposed to. That's why we got to take all these multivitamins and sit up with an IV infusion to get some vitamin. Used to, you could just eat food. Is that true? And see, old people remember how food used to taste. Even the flour. Remember? Old cakes. Cakes and stuff don't taste the way. Because they mess with the weed and they pull the gluten. They put gluten in it. If you go get gluten-free stuff, it tastes like the stuff in the 70s when they used to bake cakes. That's how it used to taste, flour. But anyway, so with that said, there is a genetically modified Christianity, and it's everywhere. And that's why people don't feel fulfilled. They come to church, and churches take it or leave it because everybody, pastors have genetically modified it, so anything goes, right? You can have a stripper pole on Easter Sunday. Did we hear about this? Did somebody do this? Yes. Yes, it actually happened. Big church in Oklahoma. Yeah. Had strippers on the stripper pole and stuff. So anything goes. Nothing is wrong with this or that. And the popular preachers, like, this is the mantra, you know, it's always, I didn't do this for the saints. I'm not doing this for the church folk. I'm doing it for the world. What does that mean? It's going to have cussing in it. It's going to have nudity. We're going to do all kind of sexual stuff. It's just genetically modified Christianity. And so what it does is it keeps people out of the will of God so they can inherit the promise. So there are four areas in which we know. And y'all, everybody, if you're born again, if you got a conscience, if you got any kind of spirituality, you know the will of God. Now, most people are going to tell you, I don't know the will of God for my life. But I'm getting ready to show you, you do know the basic will of God for your life. And this is the stuff that people fight. And this is why they can't never get into the blessing or get into the prosperity or get down to what they're supposed to be doing in life so that they can be fulfilled. Are y'all ready for this? Number one. General right and wrong. Do you know this? Yeah. Okay. Is it right to steal or wrong to steal? So if you on your job on Amazon Prime for 4 hours and they paying you for 8 hours of work, is that right or wrong? Okay, look, you ain't got to worry about it. Well, everybody else do it. Okay. Look, if your boss was standing right there, would you do it? I can't hear nobody. No. So you know it's wrong? Am I telling the truth? Okay. Somebody else clocking in for you, and you're not even there yet. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. We know it's wrong. That's out of the will of God. Right? So just general right and wrong, stealing, killing, you know, we know that's wrong, right? And then you get into the church about, well, what about abortion? Okay. We know what right and wrong is. Is that killing something? Well, it's not a baby, it's a fetus. Okay, is it killing the fetus? Are we killing it? Okay, what the Bible say, thou shalt not kill, right? You killing it for food? No. Okay, is it right or wrong? We know what's wrong, but the Democratic Party done convinced all the black people it's her body. We know the will of God. Somebody say amen. Amen. We know the will of God. That's why women is at abortion. We got people in here that's at abortion. You know why? You know why they feel bad about it? Because they know it's wrong. Women aren't proud of that. Somebody say amen. But people in this time right now generally don't even want to do what we know is right. And that's part of the will of God. Somebody say amen. 10 commandments, that's the will of God. So we know right and wrong, right? Okay, I love this stuff. How can I get in the will of God? Just start doing general right and wrong stuff. Can we just generally be right? Can I push on a little more? Because then we get gray in the church now. We don't know what right and wrong is. Okay, so what you doing, baby? Oh, God, I'm dating this guy. God sent me a good man. Okay, he's a good man. Yes. Is he married? No, he is not married, Pastor. Okay. Was he ever married? Yeah, he was married, and he's in the process of getting divorced. Okay. Is he married? No. That was a lie. Somebody say amen. Because if he's in the process of getting divorced, unmarried people don't get divorced. Somebody say amen. So is it right or wrong to date a married man? It gets gray. See, y'all, this is what I'm saying. There's some little gray areas in your life right now. All y'all in here, you got some little gray areas. All right, can we clear up the gray and just get right? That's called the will of God. Everybody say, that's the will of God. Everybody say, I raise your right hand. Say, I am going to clear up all the gray areas, and I'm going to go ahead and get right. You claiming your cousins, your nieces, and nephews on your taxes that don't even live with you. Is that right or is that wrong? Okay, then don't do it. But Pastor, it's going to give me $5,000 more, and I'm going to be able to give more to the church. Forget giving more to the church. How about stop defrauding the IRS? I don't know the will of God. We know the will of God. Do we know the will of God or what? Yeah, we know it. But this genetically modified Christianity tells us grace, 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 and grace, and grace, and don't worry, God knows that he'll forgive it. Yeah, but don't you want to be in the will of God? Because after you've done the, then you'll receive the. Y'all know I love picking on this stuff right here. Because this is where we live. And this is why we can't make progress. Because I'm going to tell you, my tribe, we the Reagan tribe. Like, we do stuff we know not right, but it works for a few minutes. But it's really working against us. Somebody say amen. Everybody around here, all these guys, talking about, they owe us reparation, they owe us reparation. Hey, bro, have you paid your child support, though? Why don't you pay your child support? Why you talking about what some white people owe you? What you owe your children? Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Can we just do right? Because right is right. That's the, everybody say, that's the will of God. Yeah. Second area of God's will that we refuse to do right with is money. Now, some of y'all came up in the church, all that stuff. Now, I'm going to tell you what COVID did. COVID, it gave people an excuse to stay home. And you know what else it gave people an excuse to do? People came up a little bit. They felt like they did. You know how? Why? Huh? What else did COVID do? Let me help you. Let me help you because y'all not getting it right. COVID incentivized people to stop giving their tithes to churches. Churches closed their doors because people weren't giving no more. Now, folks that came up in church, we know we got a new generation that don't know nothing about it. But y'all that came up in church, you know it's right to give God 10% of your income. How many of y'all know that's right? Oh, yes. But you know, as a lot of people know that's right, they stop doing it conveniently. Oh, I don't go to no church. I just visit. I catch online. Hello? We want God to bless us financially. We refuse to do right with money. Everybody say, that's the will of God. So are we figuring out we know more of God's will than we think we know? Yeah, we know what's the will of God. And remember the scripture say, after you did the will, you'll receive the promise. Somebody say amen. Oh God, with our bodies. Do we know the will of God for our bodies? I can't hear you. Yeah. Number one, if you're a Gentile, what's your number one problem? I can't hear you. What's your number one problem? If you're a Gentile in America, what's your number one problem? When people get saved and they're over 20 years old, when they come in here, what's the number one thing we're going to deal with? Sexual issues. We will not, in the church, the modern day church, genetically modified Christianity, give people all kinds of incentives, tell them, you know, Jamal Bryant down there talking about, yeah, let's give the single women in the single women's group sex toys. Yes, a pastor said that. Pastor's my cousin's old church, Eddie Long was my cousin. They should have gave it to his son. His son would have been better. But yeah, just all kinds of stuff. Y'all, we know God's will. We know it's wrong to live with the girlfriend. Calling her fiance for 7 years. And she ain't got no ring. Lying, come to church. Y'all, we've had this fiasco so many times. Pat, you know, and they introduce this the person as their wife, and we up here saying, yeah, husband and wife. And then we get in the back. Your name Jones, her name is Jackson. You ain't changed your name? Well, Pastor, you know, we really not. Man, let's tell the whole church they married. We done took up an offering for the married couple. So if it ain't wrong, why are you lying and saying you're married? Because you know it's wrong. Is this true or not? Do we know more of the will of God than we think? Oh, what are you just talking about? What about all them drugs you're putting in? Yeah, weed really helps you health-wise. Marijuana does, yep. Uh-huh. You never saw Lean on Me? Kills your brain cells, son. It kills your brain cells. It does. Don't come up here with that Snoop Dogg theology. Somebody say amen. Amen. Trying to show me scripture in Genesis. Yeah, I've been studying the Bible since I was 6 years old. Do you really want to go down that road? You don't know what you're talking about. All that liquor and alcohol you're putting in. No, God has a will for our bodies. Somebody say amen. Oh, let's not get off that, people. Hello? So, yeah, we're supposed to present our bodies a living sacrifice, and we walk around with all this extra weight. Come on, obesity? Viscerally overweight? I heard a comedian say, black people, we're the only people that go to a funeral and serve the food that killed the person in the casket at the funeral. Now, that's true. All that deep fried stuff, all that stuff. And y'all, we make even healthy food unhealthy. Collard greens are generally healthy till you put all that fat back. Come on. Bacon grease. Hello? Cook all the nutrients out of it. It's all wilted. Yeah. This is us. We know what's right with the body. You know, the Bible got whole chapters of food that you should be eating and shouldn't eat. Yeah. We want one more piece of pound cake. We want one more bowl of Aunt Jenny's candy yams with half a bag of sugar in it. We know the will of God. Somebody say amen. Jesus didn't eat like that. Man, Jesus couldn't have got around. You know, most of the stuff he did, he had to walk. was healthy. There's a diet called the Mediterranean diet, right? So we know. What about relationships? How to treat other people. Not to walk in hate. We know the will of God. You got brothers and sisters and mamas and aunties and cousins you ain't spoke to in 10 years. I don't talk to them. They're your bloodline. They're your family member. We know the will of God. We know it's not right. Because as soon as you start talking about it, your voice go down and your face go down and your face start turning. Is that God's will? No. And if it's on your part, now, you know, some people crazy. And you don't talk to them and try to, you know, get with them. And they let them be crazy. Somebody say amen. And love them from a distance, right? Send them a birthday card, a Mother's Day, whatever you can. But y'all, here's what I'm saying. We know the will of God. At least in these four areas. We refuse to do it. We refuse to do it consistently. Now here's the question. Why? Why and what keeps people out of the will of God? I got 3 points and I'm done. And I want you to consider this. Number one, fear. Even with the sexual stuff, especially with women. Women don't like sex much as men, generally speaking. They just really don't. They use sex to trap men, to lure men, to get the loyalty of a man. And the fear is, if I don't do it, somebody else will. And here's the brain hack, women. If somebody else will, and that's what he's going for, let him go for that. Because if you will, and if somebody else will, he'll be getting 2 for 1 anyway. Somebody say amen. You got to let that brother make it. Let him do what he want to do. Somebody say amen. Do you want to come over here? We're going to get married. You want to come over here with all that? You're going to get married. This is the church, right? Yeah, that's the way it should be. But it's fear. People are afraid to do the will of God. And now we get even into the specific will of God. What does God want me to do? Well, maybe God wanted me to move to Africa. If God wanted you to be a missionary in Africa, he'd give you the desire to do it. If you don't have a desire to do it, he's not going to do that to you. But people are afraid to really know what the specific will of God is. People are afraid to do the four general rules of the will of God that we just talked about. Because they're afraid. Now, I'm going to tell you, the food stuff, food was a god. And I'm going to tell you, I have not had meat in 2 years. And, man, my test was crazy. My numbers was out the door, A1Cs and high blood and all that stuff. And, y'all, I really was afraid of if I give up meat, like, dang, what am I going to eat? I had fear of giving up bacon. I eat bacon on anything during the dream. Bacon on anything. Ice cream sundae. And sprinkle a little bacon on it, please. I can eat bacon morning, noon, night. If we went to a buffet where there's a big old pan of bacon, it was just like, oh my God. Less than half the bacon. Haven't had bacon in 2 years. How about my numbers got good? Got a lot better. If I give up meat, you gonna live? I was the brisket barbecue. I was the barbecue master of my family. Every event. Dad, you gonna barbecue? You gonna smoke a brisket? You gonna smoke some ribs? You gonna smoke some deer sausage? That was me. Haven't had meat in 2 years. I was afraid. What am I gonna do? What will there be to live for without bacon? I'm still here, honey. Yeah. Stop being afraid to do God's will. I can't hear you. Stop being afraid. Here it is, fear. Joshua 1:9. Have not I commanded you? Be strong. When you get ready to do God's will, whether it's general or specific, you got to be strong, you got to be courageous, and be not afraid. Neither be dismayed. Why? Because I will never leave you. The Lord God is with you wherever you go. Don't be afraid. If I stop having sex, he's going to break up with you. Let him break up. Do the will of God, and you're going to get the promise. Somebody say amen. Everybody say it's a guarantee. Joshua, he did it afraid. Esther, you know, her whole race was finna experience genocide like the Holocaust. They were gonna kill all of them. Esther was afraid to go in there to the king. She did it afraid. Somebody say amen. Sometimes you gotta do it afraid. Yeah. Gideon did it afraid. Thomas, he doubted Jesus. He did it afraid. Timothy was so fearful that we get the scripture because Paul wrote to him, God has not given you what? A spirit of fear. He was timid. All right? Second reason why people stay out of the will of God or stay away from the will of God. Sin. Everybody say sin. Now, not that, well, it's two parts of it, but one of it is I've already done stuff that I feel have disqualified me. I feel guilty. I feel unworthy. Something has happened to me. I was molested. Somebody in my family molested me. There's incest. I got caught up in the jam in the situation. I was in adultery. I've been addicted to drugs. I had an abortion. I was a prostitute. On and on and on. Prison time. Right? Which makes people feel guilty. So now I'm not worthy to walk out the will of God. God called you to preach. All right. Who am I to speak? Well, who am I to speak? I'm just like you. Somebody say amen. But God forgave me. Yeah. Whatever God calls you to do, you can do it because God has already given us a remedy for sin. And what's the remedy for sin? Anybody know? The blood of Jesus. We celebrate it next week. The blood of Jesus. That's why we say it will never lose its power. The blood, it reaches what? To the highest mountain. It flows through the what? The lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Whatever you've done, it can go under the blood. Somebody say amen. 1 John 3:20, if our conscience condemns us, right? We don't have confidence toward God. Basically what the scripture said. So if you're walking around with a condemned conscience, what should you do about that? Anybody know? Anybody know? What should you do to stop your conscience from being condemned? Who knows? Holler it out. Stop sinning! Your conscience is going to condemn you as long as you stay in sin. But God's not condemning you because if you confess your sin, he's faithful and just to forgive you. But why do I still feel bad? It's your conscience. That's your spirit. Now, I know some of y'all, you hear these preachers. So I'm supposed to be able to shoot this dude in the face, kill him, and then say, God, forgive me, and I feel bad? God didn't build you that way. He gave you a conscience so that your conscience will create pain when you sin because pain causes you to move away from what you did. Somebody say amen. But now if you keep overriding your conscience, the Bible says your conscience will become seared like somebody that's branded and they get that keloid and they can't feel nothing on it. So don't continue in sin. Come on, somebody. What did he tell the woman that was caught in the act of adultery? Yeah. He got the people's gonna stone her away. He was without sin, cast the first stone. They all left. He said, well, where are you condemned now? No one condemns her. He said, go and sin no more. Jesus ain't gonna never tell you go and cut down. Hello? He not gonna ever tell you, well, how many times you sleeping with her? Oh man, I sleep with her about 7 days a week. Just cut it down to 3. He didn't say that. He said, go and sin no more. Now, there's power in what he said to go and stop doing it. Somebody say amen. Now, is there a journey between seven times and not doing it? Yeah, in the natural it is. But the word from the Lord is, go and sin no more. So many times in that process, you are cutting down until you don't do it no more. I mean, that's just how it goes. But we don't condone sin. God doesn't condone sin, but he doesn't condemn you either. It's your conscience. And sin keeps people out of the will of God. Either their past sins, or watch this, the sins they know they still gonna want to do tomorrow. I'm definitely not gonna do the will of God now. Because see, if I do it now, then if I go up here and talk about I'm preaching, but then Susie, Big Butt Susie come around next month, I know I'm gonna hit that one more time, so I might as well not play with God. Do people think like that? Oh yes, they do. Yeah. So how about let's not pre-plan sin no more? Come on. Is this good for anybody today? If it's good, why don't you make some noise? Y'all, you know whether you make some noise or not, I know this is good. Because this is what we need, Aaron. Because you got to make a decision. Here's the last reason why people stay out of the real God. And this is so big. Wrong people. Wrong people. See, when you already weak, when you already on a banana peel, when you already teetering and tottering between this decision and that decision, hanging with the wrong people, oh, that'll pull you on over into the wrong stuff. Listen to what it says. Be not deceived, 1 Corinthians 15:33. Because that you're deceived when you think you can still hang with the same people. That's deception, because you can't. When you're trying to do the will of God, it said, be not deceived, evil communication corrupt good manners. Another version says, wrong associations corrupt good manners or changes behavior. How many of y'all know that? You can see teenagers doing it. You can see young adults doing it. You can see middle schoolers doing it, right? They start hanging with the wrong people. Eventually, they're going to start doing the wrong stuff, right? We know that. Psalms 1:1 says, blessed, fortunate, prosperous, and favored by God is the man or woman who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, who don't follow their advice. How many of y'all got friends always giving advice? Let me see here. How many of y'all ever had some friends that gave advice? Yeah. Who is you? I know it's bad English, but I'll be asking, bro, who is you though? You're not even married. Are you on your, you done got divorced 3 times. Who is you to tell me what to do with my wife? See, bro, no, what you got to do, I'm telling you about these women, bro, what you got to do is you just got to walk up to them, act like you finna choke them, and then she going to do right. No, that's when my wife pull out the knife. And I get shanked. Come on, somebody. He's giving you a bad idea. And he got a scar on the side of his face. Bro, where you get that scar from? Nah, bro, I was riding the bull. That was back when I was in Louisiana. I was helping my dad. People giving you bad advice? If I was you, next time somebody tell you that, if I was you, tell them, well, you not me. And some of y'all are the neediest cosign people in the world. Every time you get ready to do something, you got to get somebody cosign. I'm thinking about going on a cruise. What you think? I'm thinking about joining Kingdom Church. What you think? I'm thinking about starting to pay my tithes. What you think? Y'all, people don't know. You know, people are as dumb as you. Somebody say amen. This is true. It's a true statistic. They say you hang with the people that are 10 to 5 points of IQ from you. Those are the people you hang with. They are as dumb as you. This is true. Even Mary, they say. That's That's why you need an outside voice that's smarter. Somebody say amen. That's why you need a mentor. That's why you need wise counsel. That's why you need a pastor. Do you know they say even married people? They say married people get divorced in groups. There's a group of married people, then one couple get divorced. It won't be long till the next couple get divorced. Won't be long till the next couple get divorced. Because you associating with wrong people. Amen. It changes your behavior. Everybody stand on your feet.